Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
It was Friday, 9 a.m. when Belinda jumped off the DLR train and into the Millennium Dome building.
What?
Morning, miss. I need to microphone you up for the show.
Is he a smallish man or a small man?
He is the small man dressed in black.
The small man dressed in black.
In fact, everyone here today will go home with a non-stick tin.
You win a car. What a disappointing thing to win.
What, a non-stick tin wok?
Is that what she said?
Hello, James.
Hello.
Hello, Alice.
Hello.
Hello, Jamie.
Oh, hi, Jamie.
Thank you. Welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Is it going to be like this for the whole episode?
You never say hi. I always say hi to you. It's politeness.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
How's your dad?
I haven't spoken to him since last week, but I'm sure he's loving it. We're in James's house for the first time, James's new house for the first time this week.
Yeah, do you like it? I do have quite... If you hear, like, noises from above...
You do have what? Quite what?
I was getting...
Loud house guests.
I have quite noisy neighbours upstairs.
Right.
I think I can talk about this because no one knows where I live, but the guy snores like crazy.
Oh.
But then also I hear them have sex.
Oh.
And she's very vocal. Honestly, she's, like, screaming.
Good for them.
Well,
do
yeah.
Do you buy it?
Do you think that she's a faker?
Well, I just thought, you know how sometimes Jamie will do a fake laugh on the podcast and we're like, that's bullshit. Are you up there like, my darling, Tuesday night sex is not that good.
I can't tell. I need you to come around and, like, assess it for me.
I think that's when it turns weird, when you're inviting people around to listen.
Alice having sex, quick.
Other sort of sex party.
I can be there in 10. Do you think it'll still be going on? No.
No, he'll be finished. He'll be finished.
But yeah, how have you guys been?
I'm good. Everyone seems very pleased that Belinda's back in their lives.
I know. The small man dressed in black went down very well.
He has become just an icon in his own right.
Yeah.
I feel like there are sound men everywhere just taking note. I mean, he's rogue. He's avant-garde in his style, but you know what? He made an impression.
And he's on LinkedIn for everyone to follow, so amazing.
I also read that visits to the Millennium Dome building are up by 100%, so you're welcome.
A really, really eventful first chapter.
Yeah, loads happened. More than I think we even realised at the time.
More's happened in one chapter than has happened in two books.
Seriously,
it's like, yeah. Rocky, don't waste your plot, love. Like, spread it out.
Eke it out.
But maybe that's a good sign for book three. Maybe there's going to be more stuff happening.
More meat.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Stuff to talk about, finally.
Now we don't have to eke it out. Brilliant. So where are we moving on to?
So this chapter is called Epsom Hall. We're going to be meeting the Duchess once again, who didn't feature in book two at all. So a welcome return.
Well, she did it a bit in flashback, I think.
Oh, flashback doesn't count, though.
Okay, so she's been absent a long time.
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of one of the standout characters of the Belinda Blinked canon, I feel.
Yeah, but in reality, it's only been two... Can we all calm down? It's been like 2 weeks.
She was in like three chapters, I think.
So true. Yeah, why do we even care?
So now we're going back to the kind of world of aristocracy.
Yeah, why is Rocky so obsessed with the aristocracy? Has he had much experience with them, with royalty?
Well, he's from Northern Ireland, so they are quite big on the union, you know.
Sure.
Famously.
Yeah, my family in Ireland are very pro the royal family. And actually once, when I was a really little kid, my dad, he snuck me out of school for the day to take me to a tractor kind of fair.
Uh-huh.
And
stop it.
Princess
so
Anne was there.
No.
Riding on the back of a tractor, kind of just being like driven around this fair. This kind of country farm fair.
A booking.
I know.
Seriously, we had the priest from the local church.
Was she known for her agricultural background? Is she like patron saint of farming?
Well, like how Aphrodite was the goddess of love.
Yeah, was there a connection?
The princess royal. The royal of tractors. So are we ready, guys, to delve into chapter two?
What do you think? Yes, sir.
Okay. Belinda Blinked 3, Chapter 2, Epsom Hall.
I love the expression on your face. What have you seen?
I'm just excited that I'm going to be reading these words again. The Duchess was sitting in the spa reception when Belinda rushed in a mere 5 minutes late.
Good for her.
Sounds like you, Alice.
I don't class that as late, 5 minutes.
Alice is always so late.
You are the tardiest person I know.
Oh, come on. I always think everyone has to have a vice. And because I'm such a good person in every other way.
I was going to say, how many do you have? She's been collecting everybody else's throughout her life.
No, like, that's my only thing, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Alice was once 45 minutes late to meet me. Is no one outraged by that? Alice is like blank face.
I mean, that seems quite normal for Levine.
I was
going to
say, are you impressed that I was so on time? I don't know what the point is. I was once late for another friend's birthday by an hour. She was only meeting me.
Terribly sorry, m'lady. It's been a very busy morning.
Think nothing of it, Miss Belinda.
Oh,
sounds like the Queen.
She's the Duchess.
Does it have to be Queen Elizabeth II's voice?
It sounds like Queen Mum, not Queen Elizabeth II.
And congratulations on your 90th birthday, Mum.
The Jubilee was a huge success.
Think nothing of it, Miss Belinda. I've only just arrived myself.
This is a fucking joke.
Is this what we're going to have to deal with?
Not good.
I'm not keen.
Oh,
it's just taken me by surprise.
No, I thought she'd be more like... She's not like... a rickety old lady, is she? She's like, there's something a bit sexy about her.
Okay.
Can you put a husk into it?
Oh, jeez.
I would say more Camilla.
She ain't sexy.
Well, each to their own.
Think nothing of it, Miss Belinda.
No.
That's more Camilla.
There's got to be somewhere in between.
Think nothing of it.
Think nothing of it, little girl. What's that? Double, toil and trouble.
Think nothing of it, Miss Belinda.
Okay. Like that.
It's a bit
like
Joanna Lumley.
Yeah, love.
I've only just arrived myself. Thanks, my lady, for doing this today. It's literally my only free afternoon for the next couple of weeks. Let's go to the mudroom.
Is that a euphemism?
Forgot about
go around the back.
Oh, gross.
Oh, God.
Miss Belinda, I'm honoured. You're still okay for our shindig at the Isle of Wight? Belinda nodded her head and started stripping off.
Are they in the mudroom?
I believe they are.
Love the mudroom.
The Duchess purred with pleasure.
I feel like you've really got a voice right.
I'm sorry, Miss Belinda. Just the sight of you undressing sends me into orgasm.
Into orgasm?
Not even a frenzy. It sends me into... Oh, there it was.
She and the Duchess relaxed for the first time that week... letting the mud packs do the talking. What have you got planned for tonight and tomorrow night, Miss Belinda? I would like to invite you to a very special dinner party this evening, and then to a show jumping championship, with a good clubhouse dinner, and award ceremony afterwards.
She's got pleurisy. Why is she so short of breath?
I think you might meet a few of my close circle who would interest you.
Oh,
so this is where she's going to meet other...
In the riding set.
Yes.
But it's weird that she's setting her up with people.
Mm.
I mean, Belinda's not doing badly for dates.
So she's going to a show jumping competition, followed by dinner.
No, a very special dinner party.
Oh, right.
And then to a show jumping championship with a good clubhouse dinner and award ceremony.
So another dinner?
Two dinners. Two nights. You eat twice.
This is the advert. Kids eat free.
It's a beef eater, it is. Belinda thought for a moment... She was actually doing nothing this weekend, which is a complete lie because she just said, when she arrived, she said, thanks, my lady, for doing this today. It's literally my only free afternoon for the next couple of weeks. What are you doing this weekend? I'm actually free this weekend.
Free as a bird.
Nothing in the diary.
Actually, my lady, I'm free.
But to be fair, like, whatever she was doing was probably shit. You'd cancel.
She's rejiggling
plans.
Her schedule.
She's probably just at the cook shops of London's Oxford Street, so she can definitely budge that up.
Actually, my lady, I'm free. Splendid, splendid, Miss Belinda. They both laughed and sat in silence.
When did she... When did she become Miss Belinda and not servant?
I think she's always been Miss Belinda, actually.
Yeah, it's Milady and Miss Belinda.
Splendid, splendid, Miss Belinda. They both laughed and sat in silence, relaxing in each other's company and sorting out the trivial details a busy weekend always entails.
In silence?
Sign language. So you bring your car, bring it round to mine at think.
Tapping a watch.
Just texting each other.
Yeah. Or maybe the mud packs are talking for them.
That'll be what's happening.
Their mud packs are their PAs. They're arranging the whole weekend.
Why is she always in mud? Whether she's inside or outside, she's always caked in mud.
Very good for the complexion.
Apparently so.
She's 25. She looks 24. Oh, no, sorry, that's Giselle.
She's Dutch, or at least from Dutch origins.
Extraction. 2 hours later, with her new horse-riding clothes, evening gown, and a weekend bag of bras and thongs in tow, Belinda and the Duchess motored down to Epsom in her Mercedes.
Wow! So I imagine a weekend bag of bras and thongs is just a big black bin liner. It's not a nice bag.
Or like, you know those ones that you take to the airport with all of your things like clear, so you can see exactly what she's got.
100 millilitres of bras and thongs only, please.
Sorry, read that sentence again. That was a lot to take in.
Right. 2 hours later, with her new horse riding clothes.
Of course.
Evening gown.
Of course.
And a weekend bag of bras and thongs in tow.
Bullshit.
Belinda and the Duchess motored down to Epsom in her Mercedes. Belinda turned off the main A24.
What's that?
It's a road, James.
Oh, I thought it was the name of the engine or something, like she turned off the engine.
Belinda turned off the main A24 and passed through an impressive gatehouse. The drive was nearly 2 miles long, and at the end of it...
It wasn't 2 miles long.
It's a long drive.
2 miles?
Well, maybe it's in like a bigger state, like Downton. That's what I'm picturing.
But still, 2 miles, that's long, right?
The drive was nearly 2 miles long, and at the end of it was Epsom Hall, a magnificent red brick building dating from Elizabethan times.
Wow. Oh, wonderful. She got all of that from just a little glance. I'd say that's dating from Elizabethan times.
And the Duchess got all of that from just being born.
Oh, Jamie, I feel like you've got a chip on your shoulder.
Just don't agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Is it because you're from working class stock?
I'm not particularly.
Jamie's not from working class stock. Jamie's a rich boy.
Have you not heard my Duchess impression?
He sometimes plays that card, though, doesn't he, when he pretends he's from Manchester?
I am from Manchester.
Yeah, but when you, like, pretend that you're from, like... Side. Yeah.
Lost his accent as soon as he could, didn't
he? Yeah. Notice he wasn't bothered about a 2 mile drive. He was like, sounds bloody bog standard.
How short?
Well, where do you cast off the plebs if it's only 2 miles long?
Where do you keep the sniper? this is her residence.
Well, yeah, like Alice said last week, her country pile.
Right. Yeah, because she's probably got a little shag pad in town, isn't
she? A townhouse, yeah.
Yeah, but isn't the aristocracy a kind of asset rich but money poor?
Mm. Oh, so you think it might be crumbling at the seams?
And that's probably why she got a lift with Belinda in a Mercedes. She had to sell the horse box.
She hitchhikes around London.
Do you think she does sex tours of Epsom Hall?
Oh.
You know, sometimes when the aristocracy fall on hard times, they have to do tours of their stately homes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I once saw a programme about it. They have to put added extras in. So have a tea room or do tours of the gardens.
Make up a ghost, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Give it a USP. But with her...
The dildo room.
The dildo room. Would you like to see the finest silver dildo?
This one's from 1796.
My servants polish it daily.
Children don't touch on school trips. Yeah. What's going on?
Please do not touch the marital aids. Now, Miss Belinda, you will certainly meet my husband Clarence. Take no notice of him. He's a whimpering fool, rushing after every bit of skirt or thong he can get his hands on.
Skirt or thong, and or thong.
He's been like this since birth.
Since birth?
So don't be fooled.
Randy little baby.
What a disgusting randy little toddler.
He's like Stewie in Family Guy.
That's really gross.
Isn't it?
So just forever he's just been like after a bit of skirt. A bit of tit and tat.
I bet he breastfed till he was like 8.
Oh.
Belinda nodded. This was exactly the information she needed to know. She didn't want to be seen to be letting herself down in such esteemed company.
She's going to be shagging every which way in this manner, so I don't know why she's like... Think she has to be in esteemed company. Later on, she's going to be on all fours with her Duke's penis in her mouth, no doubt.
Oh, James.
Oh, James.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I lowered the tone?
Stop brainstorming your Tuesday night.
She didn't want to be seen to be letting herself down in such esteemed company. As for the rest of my guests, well, you're a bright girl. You can work them out yourself. Just one rule. I, Miss Belinda... I'm the only one you can fuck tonight.
Oh, well, that's a Debbie Downer, isn't it?
She's done it before. Like, let her spread her lips.
You're the wind beneath my lips.
Belinda said, yes, my lady, and retrieved the luggage from the car.
Oh, I'm surprised she agreed to that so easily.
The Duchess opened the heavy wooden door leading to Belinda's chamber. The house was so posh, it didn't have bedrooms.
Posh people just sleep in one giant communal hall.
A magnificent four-poster bed stood in front of them.
That's a bedroom.
That's famously a bedroom. It's got a bed in it. Bedroom.
With drapes, which were capable of giving the utmost privacy if needed.
Curtains. So far, still a bedroom.
Even James has these things. He lives in a shack.
The Duchess led Belinda through to the anteroom, where the bathroom and clothes closet were located. In its own way, it was large, with a splendid, full-sized gilt mirror at one end.
In its own way, it was large. Just dwell on that for a moment.
Let's not. Let's skim right over it. And also the anteroom, so the room off the room,
yeah,
which is the bedroom.
Sorry. The room is the bedroom. The anteroom is the bathroom.
So an ensuite.
Yeah, essentially.
But the bedroom, there isn't a bedroom.
With a walk-in wardrobe, I guess.
So there's no bedroom.
There's no bedroom, but it's got a bed in a room.
Okay, so let's just, for the sake of argument, call that the bedroom. And then off that is an anteroom.
Which houses the bathroom.
So the bathroom.
The bathroom, exactly. But it also has a clothes closet.
So it's got a cupboard in it.
Yeah.
Bathroom.
That's for your Listerine. In its own way, it was large, with a splendid full-sized gilt mirror at one end. She walked over to the WC and...
Oh, God.
The WC. Is that him trying to be posh?
I think it is.
Because that's quite a British phrase, isn't it? People don't say WC elsewhere, do they?
No, water closet.
Water closet. I was going to say water closet.
No, my dad's never used the phrase WC. He normally just says toilet or a shit house.
So this is either Belinda or Rocky trying to be posh.
Well, Rocky. This is very much the description.
Oh, right, sure.
She walked over to the WC and pushed the handle up instead of down.
Who did?
The Duchess.
Secret WC room.
No.
As if by magic, the gilt mirror swung sideways, opening into a third room.
This is the anteroom.
This is Peter Rouse's offices all over again.
Honestly, where are all the chairs when you need them in the corridors?
The Duchess beckoned Belinda through. This, Miss Belinda, is my very private boudoir. Only my closest associates enter. The room was decked out in glass mirrors, including the ceiling.
Oh, my God. This is worse than the leather room. The mirror room.
Floor-to-ceiling mirrors.
And the ceiling. That's quite a cool room, though. Imagine you're sitting in, like, a box of mirrors.
Great for a disco. Maybe it's just her disco room.
Maybe. I feel a bit uneasy that the secret trapdoor / secret room is accessed by leaning on the handle of the toilet flush the wrong way. Like, do you, if you're on the loo then, you're like right by the Duchess's sex room. That doesn't feel good.
But also, what if you accidentally just nudged the handle the wrong way?
You're swinging right round into that mirrored room for your disco.
Put on some Kylie.
You better have your flares on.
The room was decked out in glass mirrors, including the ceiling.
Glass mirrors as well. Very nice.
She's splashed out.
She's got mirrors.
What other sort of mirrors are there?
I guess, you know that weird card that's slightly mirrored?
Or the plastic in Polly Pocket.
Exactly.
That's distorted and makes you look a bit like fat.
A bit of fairground mirror.
Yeah.
Glass mirrors, wow. God, no expense spared. Brilliant.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Elegant mirrored shelving held all the Duchess's sex toys.
Oh. Hang on, isn't there a movie where, like, someone's trying to run away from a villain and, like, they're in all the mirrors and...
Yeah, isn't that Man with the Golden Gun?
Ah, loves a Bond film.
Yeah. Ah,
this is so Bond.
Also, you guys are right. The Duchess could do tours of her doo-doo room.
Yeah. I'm not sure the National Trust would approve, but...
Yeah, it's got English heritage stamped all over. Elegant mirrored shelving held all the Duchess's sex toys.
Elegant, guys, elegant.
Elegant drink. Belinda counted at least 10 different dildos with their zinc cases beside them.
Wonderful.
All ready to go. Erotic lingerie of different colours hung around mixed with shiny rubber clothing, masks and hats.
She is soaking hats! Hats!
A rubber fascinator.
Would you like a beret, a gimp mask, or...
a balaclava.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Do you lose 20% of your body heat out of your head? I mean, you might be having a nice time, but it'd be awful to be chilly, wouldn't it? I'm picturing, honestly, all sorts of crazy shit, and then like bowler hat, top hat, bobble hat.
Panama, obviously.
Oh, obviously. That's a preferred.
Panama hat's like pride of place, uplit.
So loads of rubber outfits as well.
Yes, what have we got here? We've got 10 different dildos.
Great.
We've got exotic lingerie of different colours. And then we've got shiny rubber clothing, masks and hats.
Masks!
We're not done. Sexual jewellery was laid out.
In sexual jewellery!
Little penis ring, little anal vagina beads. Necklace.
Sexual jewellery was laid out in neat rows, waiting for placement in the most private parts of the Duchess's body.
Oh, my apologies. So it's stuff that you anal hang beads. Out of you. So like a nice pendant or something.
Like a vajazzle thing.
Well, the vajazzle's like stuck on, but is this going to be more like... Like, you know, like clip-on earrings. Maybe you clip them on you down
clit.
There.
Clit-on earrings.
Clit-on earrings. That's horrible. I'm picturing, you know, like those big bejewelly ones that people wore in the 80s.
Big pearls.
Yeah. Horrible.
Sexual jewellery.
Sexual jewellery, James. Miss Belinda, please me by selecting anything you wish and wearing it over the weekend. I especially want you to wear this.
She always hints at something. She's like, choose whatever you want, wear this.
I'd feel uneasy about that dildo selection.
Because you don't know where it's been.
Yeah. Is it bad etiquette to share a dildo?
I think sharing sex toys is probably frowned upon.
Yeah, I'd say so, even in the upper echelons of society.
I imagine they're sterilised. Like, say what you like about the Duchess, but she does sterilise the dildos.
But I even mean...
She's a clean woman. Dildos aren't pacifiers. You don't need to, like, put them in sterilisation.
What else would you do? I'd want someone to sterilise a dildo before I used it.
Well, hopefully some prospective boyfriends are listening.
And I hope they are.
Diva.
The Duchess pointed at something which looked like a silver bullet.
Ooh.
In fact, there were two of them. The Duchess pulled down Belinda's skin-tight jeans and removed her thong. Place these in your vagina and relax.
We've never been so quiet because we literally can't figure out what these bullets are that she's having to show.
How's she going
to
relax?
Use the lube. It's easier.
Why does your dad know about lube?
My dad's just written the word lube.
He must have used the word lube before now.
Never in these books.
Are you serious?
No. Lube, like, implies...
Dry.
...sexual play.
But also...
You know, like, you're not doing it just to procreate. You're having fun.
There's That's something about worry. The fact that he's called it lube and not lubricant as well.
He's way too colloquial with the terms.
He's abreviated that right up, hasn't he?
He knows what he's talking about.
So...
What are they, these two silver bullet things?
So this is where I'm a little bit naive. What are those ones that you pop up there and you're supposed to walk around and do your shopping and they're supposed to, like, pleasure
the
eggs
beads.
Or something?
Oh, the eggs, yeah.
Pleasure eggs?
Is that not what they're called?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have a vagina.
You pop them up there specifically to go shopping?
No, they don't. They don't aid you with shopping, but I think you're supposed to pop them up there, go about your daily business, and you're, like, having a whale of a time in the frozen aisle. Like,
oh, great.
Oh, my God.
Belinda squirted a decent dollop of lube into her palm.
Oh, decent my dollop. God. Palm? What's she going to do? Slap it on? There's not sunscreen.
No, 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 Miss Belinda.
No, 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 indeed.
Far too much. They'll slip out in an instant. It happened to me once in Claridge's.
In Claridge's?
In Claridge's tea rooms.
Oh, Oh my God.
A ghastly mess.
What is going on?
Poor Clarence was scrabbling all over the place trying to retrieve them.
Like you try and retrieve them. You just walk out.
We're leaving.
Get them back, Clarence. No, but get them back.
They're bloody expensive. They're silver.
Belinda smiled and thought, must have been having one of those famous cream teas. How nice.
Oh my God, that's so dark.
It's also such a dad joke.
Do you mean such a your dad joke or such a dad joke? Is that the kind of joke your dad makes?
Oh God, I don't know. Please don't. I'm sorry.
Can we rewind a second? So Clarence and the Duchess of Epsom were in Claridge's and two silver bullets fell out of a vag and... The Duke of Epsom was scrabbling around on the floor trying to retrieve
James,
them.
It was a ghastly mess.
It was a ghastly mess.
I bet they've never been back.
So she shot them out like a bullet. I mean, they could have hurt someone.
Oh my God.
Gun control, hello. Clip control.
Do you think she just laughed too hard or something and they shot out?
No, I think she put too much lube in. I think that's the thing.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's fair enough.
The Duchess removed 3/4 of the lube and gently massaged it into Belinda's ass. Place the two.
I have to leave. I've got somewhere to be.
I don't know how to look.
Oh.
Wait, I thought they were going in the vagina.
They're going in the ass.
Oh, no.
They're going in the ass.
Why are they going there? Why are they going that side?
You're missing.
Why are they around the back?
Don't do it.
You're missing the point. No. Listen. The Duchess removed 3/4 of the lube.
Yes.
And gently massaged it onto Belinda's ass.
Into her asshole.
Just onto her ass.
Like a
waste not want not thing. And then placed the two bullets in Belinda's palm and said, "Now roll them so they're lightly covered and pop them in." Just like that.
This is awful.
So wait, so she's got a sheeny shiny ass because she's just like used up the excess lube, which apparently you can just slather over someone.
Sliding all over the place.
Then she's coated these little bullets.
The bullets.
And then she's just popped them up her.
Yeah, she's saying like pop them in.
Mm-hmm. Belinda complied. It wasn't such a big deal so far. And besides, it was always good to keep up with the latest technology.
Technology?
What are they?
Then the Duchess picked up what looked like a small television remote and pressed some buttons.
Oh my God. I feel like one of Belinda's arms is going to go, and one leg's going to go.
Belinda stood straight up in shock.
There you go, see?
What is going on?
She's going to switch them on and they're going to start buzzing inside her.
Oh, she's controlling the bullets with her...
The eggs.
Her vagina was being buzzed. By a gently vibrating...
My vagina's so buzzed.
It's on a buzz.
I'm getting such a buzz from this.
Her vagina was being buzzed by a gently vibrating silver bullet. She breathed in deeply, controlling her senses. It was quite fun.
This is so weird. Alice and I made a documentary earlier this year about... It's called teledildonics.
What?
It's like where you can control something...
Remotely.
Control like a dildo remotely.
Oh, what? So your partner can control you and you control
from
your partner?
From another country.
What? What, via Skype?
Yes. Don't joke. Literally, yes. Oh. From your phone.
So, and there's this one where there's like a sleeve that the man puts his penis into.
Right.
And she manipulates this like vibrator thing. And what she does to the vibrator... happens in the sleeve, so it feels like you've got a hand on your penis.
So hang on, what you're telling me is that my dad is like at the forefront of sexual technology.
I feel like he's been doing some research.
Oh my goodness. She breathed in deeply, controlling her senses. It was quite fun. No, not true.
What?
It was great fun.
Oh.
And she was actually enjoying it.
Well, that's what they're designed for.
That's the hope.
How does your dad know about this?
I don't actually know.
But Rocky is on the forefront of, like, he surprises us with what he knows about technology, and I feel like he knows more than we
give
him credit
for. Yeah, he
is
quite technical. He knows,
I feel like if he wants to know, he researches it.
Begs the question, Dad, you can research. Like, he knows how many people fit in the O2. He knows about sex eggs. Why can't he just pick up a dictionary?
And also, bear in mind, this book was written, what, 2 years ago?
So he was
way ahead of the curve. This is some, like, George Orwell shit. He's like, he probably wrote this before they existed.
Oh, my God, Rachel Bloom was right. It was written in the future. Oh, my God. Is my dad a droid?
This is so weird. My other concern is, if he knows about this technology...
No.
No, he isn't, actually. Yeah, actually, why?
Because, well, for a start, he's never been to Claridge's.
And, oh, great, great evidence.
And also...
it wouldn't stand up in a court of law.
He just likes to, you know, read about things.
Yeah. So, you know how he always says, go to work on an egg?
Jamie, have two if you're feeling hungry.
God, what section of the bookshop do you find a book on pleasure eggs?
I've got to Google this. I swear I'm right.
His library in Brazil is clearly very well stocked in sexual play.
Okay, let me just show you. Yes, that's it. They're called love eggs.
Love eggs.
So they're a sensual vibrator, and they're in the shape of an egg or a bullet.
Bullets!
There you go! And they can be completely inserted into the vagina or the anus due to their small size.
Or the anus.
I never thought I'd say that sentence.
James looked so excited when he said, or the anus. He's like, I don't have a vagina, but I do have an anus.
Got one of those. And can you put two of them in, or is it one at a time?
It's a strictly one-in, one-out policy.
It's like a nightclub on a Friday. It says, no hats, no trainers. It says, they're a versatile sex toy that can be used by both men and women. So, James, by all means.
I'm not going to use a pleasure egg, all right?
Okay, they're called love eggs, but whatever. In addition, a love egg can be placed on or built into the harness of a strap-on dildo to provide the wearer of the strap-on with clitoral stimulation and pleasure.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if Rocky knows that.
Can I see a picture of one?
Yeah, of course. Well, this one's a bit... I think this is out of date because this has like got a mains plug on it.
It looks like a mouse.
Surely they're now cordless.
It looks like a computer mouse.
Why has it got such a long lead?
Why has it got two clickers?
It looks like a PowerPoint clicker.
We should definitely put that on Instagram. That is hilarious.
Yeah, why has it got a lead?
Which bit goes in, which bit stays out?
I imagine the bit that looks like a car key stays out, surely.
That's for like a family Volvo, that car key, isn't it?
Imagine someone in the car park going, where's the fucking car? Oh. And the woman's in the frozen aisle, literally, on the floor.
Convulsing. Oh my God. It says, some eggs come without the wire connecting the device and are designed for distant teasing, but never anal play, as they may be lost in the anal cavity forever.
It doesn't say forever. Hello, is anyone alive up there?
Belinda, it's like the O2 all over again.
It was great fun. She was actually enjoying it. Having a good time, Miss Belinda, said the Duchess. Come here, my lady. Belinda pulled down the Duchess's trousers and thong, found her clit.
Found it.
And started licking her as aggressively as the vibrating bullet in her vagina. The Duchess gasped and increased the bullet's speed. Belinda responded in tempo.
To the beat.
She felt like an orchestra being conducted by a mad conductor.
For God's sake.
However, time was not on their side.
Oh, the school trip's coming round.
And this is the dildo. Oh, good God.
To the gift shop.
Look to the left. Oh, shit, there's mirrors.
However, time was not on their side. Miss Belinda, please stop. I have guests arriving in 50 minutes. I have to attend to their needs.
It won't take 15 minutes.
50.
Oh, 15 minutes.
Yeah, so she's got more time.
She's got ages.
How long does she think it's going to take? She literally orgasms at the drop of one of those fancy hats.
Belinda took off her coat in the Ritz and she was creaming herself. But, my lady, what about my needs?
Oh, all right, uppity.
I need your attention too. Please don't desert me.
Is she saying this when she's right by a vagina?
She's still like, well...
She's talking to the vagina. The Duchess switched off the remote.
Oh.
And the sensation in Belinda's cervix died.
Oh, died. Sensation. All feeling died. Power out. Do-do-do-do.
Oh, my God. That feeling when you make the same window sound.
Belinda's cervix died.
Do-do-do-do. It's lovely. It's like tubular bells when we do it together.
They both redressed quickly. Follow me, Miss Belinda. I have one last room to show you.
She's got 50 minutes.
45 by now.
The Duchess pulled another lever.
Oh, stop it. Get some doors.
This time disguised as an ebony penis holding an out-of-this-world necklace with optional nipple clamps.
What?
Option.
What?
Still same sentence. And one of the wall mirrors opened.
Oh, my God. What a fucking maze.
An ebony penis holding an out-of-this-world necklace. So a beautiful necklace has been hanging off it.
Like the heart of the ocean from Titanic.
But with optional nipple clamps, yeah.
It was Louis XVI.
Did it have optional nipple clamps?
The Duchess walked through. This is my bathroom and closet. And through there is my bedroom.
So the antechamber and the non-bedroom.
And also, I thought they'd have bedrooms, but clearly.
So there's a... Right, so sorry, just going back to the... So there's a bedroom, Belinda's bedroom. Then there's an...
It's not a bedroom.
What did he call it?
It's two pot a chamber. Bedrooms. It's a chamber.
The room with the bed in it.
Okay, so there's the room with the bed in it. Then there's the anteroom, which is the bathroom with the cupboard in it.
Yes.
Then there's the mirror room.
Behind the cistern.
Then beyond the mirror room, there's another anteroom
with a bathroom and a... Yeah.
And then there's another room with the bed in it.
Yes. Which is...
What's your problem?
Called a bedroom.
This is the best episode of Grand Designs I've ever watched.
What the Duchess has done with such a small space.
Kevin MacLeod would lose his shit over this.
This is my bathroom and closet. And through there is my bedroom. So you see, my darling mistress, we have interconnecting rooms.
Like a normal building.
Every room's connected to another room. And then finally, you reach the exterior walls.
Please trip off fully and feel free to explore. I will return in time to dress you for dinner.
Why do you have to be naked to explore?
People like walk around their houses like naked, but they're normally like the only ones in.
Well, they were naked a lot at the chalet, weren't they? They've only really been naked together.
She's naked a lot, full stop.
Full stop.
It's her natural state of dress.
With that, the Duchess went off to greet the five guests who were arriving imminently.
Five? I thought it was going to be a party.
Imminently in 50 minutes. Belinda wandered back to her room and finished stripping off. Now was her opportunity to try out some of the more unusual sex items awaiting her pleasure.
What, like those things that she just stuck up there? They're quite unusual. Or are we being really prudy? Like, does everybody get into this sort of thing?
Maybe.
You mean you don't have a love egg?
Well, no, but maybe they're run of the mill.
Maybe they are, Alice. Maybe they are. And that is the end of the chapter.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it is.
Stop it.
I know.
You've never surprised us like that before.
Well, I've won. I'm relieved that it's over. I don't know about you two.
You're really clammy.
So, what is the next chapter called?
The next chapter is called Dinner at the Duke's Table.
I can't wait. So I wonder who the five invitees are.
Yeah.
I hope they're new characters, because he's always good with some, like, crackers new characters. And especially if they're aristocracy.
Well, join us next week to discover who the five invitees are and what happens at the Duke's dinner table. In the meantime, you can always get in touch with us. Let us know what you thought about this episode on Twitter at Dad Wrote a Porno.
We're on Facebook and on Instagram. You can find us at My Dad Wrote a.
Or you can email us, mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com, and we do thoroughly enjoy receiving those.
Yeah, we do. They're good.
Right, should we call it a day then?
All right.
Do-do-do-do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.